After a chaotic week in Parliament, the federal government's hoping to finish on a high with a major legislative win. One of its budget centrepieces, an increase in the Medicare levy, will be introduced into the House of Representatives today. But just where the Treasurer Scott Morrison will find the numbers in the Senate to pass the bill and claim victory remains unclear. Political reporter Tom Eagledon has more.
The impression of a firm hand on the tillers needed for a government consumed by the chaos of the citizenship saga, and the Treasurer, Scott Morrison's again thrust himself into the role of righting the ship. Today he'll put into Parliament one of his signature policies from the budget, an increase to the Medicare levy to help pay for the National Disability Insurance Scheme. Radio National Breakfast's Fran Kelly asked him if the timing had anything to do with the government's woes this week.
It was always our intention to bring the bill into the Parliament as soon as practicable. It's important for the budget that these significant measures are dealt with by the Parliament, which provides certainty for the estimates going forward. But most importantly, Fran, it provides certainty for families living with people with disabilities, caring for people with disabilities.
Getting the legislation passed in the Senate is, as always, the challenge. And right now it's hard to see where the numbers are coming from. Key crossbencher Nick Xenophon told AM he hasn't spoken with Mr Morrison about the Medicare levy for 3 weeks and remains undecided. The Greens tell us they're also up in the air. There's also been no discussion in their party room at all about a deal with the government. But Mr Morrison's remaining optimistic.
Well, I think we are making progress, but I'm not overstating it, Fran. That's my point. We'd always intended to bring the bill in this sitting fortnight.
The Treasurer's main efforts have focused on another crossbencher, Jackie Lambie. She spoke with Radio National 2.
I've spoken to the Treasurer on this a couple of times. I think this is the most wonderful thing, that if Julie Gillard did something during her time, that is certainly going to stand up. It is certainly this.
But she's concerned about the government's plan for the increase to cut in for singles on $21,000 a year and for families on $36,000 a year.
I still think that starting at that low rate at $28,000, I think it needs to be pushed up higher. I don't think it needs to. I think Bill Shorten's calling for $87,000. It starts there. I think that's too high. I think we can find some middle ground here.
Independent Senator Jackie Lambie ending that report from Tom Eagledon.